That was the voice of singer and multi-instrumentalist Sarah Watkins, who has been in the music business since she was a kid. She started performing before she was 10 years old with her band Nickel Creek. She went on to work with many more musicians since then, including her other Grammy-winning trio, I'm With Her. She also put out a series of solo albums, and with her latest release, she's bringing back to the songs of her childhood, starting with this one.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of your imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spirit traveling in a world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
Sarah Watkins' new album is called Under the Pepper Tree, and it's a collection of covers of classic songs, plus two originals, and features appearances from both her Nickel Creek and I'm With Her bandmates. It's also her first solo record since becoming a mom. And on one song, she duets with her three-year-old daughter. Sarah Watkins joins me now for an All of It listening party, and we'll also hear an exclusive performance of one of the album's original songs in just a little bit, and it's beautiful, by the way. Sarah, welcome.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
So what inspired you to revisit some of these childhood songs of your childhood?
Well, you know, I think I was realizing over the past year of being at home and experiencing life, you know, like family life for the first time, really, and realizing the importance of the rhythm of the day. And not only for my daughter, but also for myself. I felt like I just really needed to have this thing that could signify the evening. And there's only so many cocktails you can have. So I often turn to music in the morning and in the evening. And I found myself really enjoying on behalf of my family, the beautiful dreaminess and the lasting quality of a lot of these songs that I grew up with. These are songs that I learned as a kid, but over the years, going through all the things that we go through as human beings and the trouble and the hardships and the discoveries, these songs are things that are lyrics and melodies that can really grow with you.
As you were approaching these songs, what skills did you have to use that you might not use with your other projects and your other work?
Oh my gosh. I realized that I started singing differently for these songs because a lot of these were originally recorded with, you know, bell-like quality vocals from the 50s or 60s. And I wanted to celebrate some of that origin story for these songs, and so we had a lot of fun with what I call wishing well vocals, which was, you remember that duet that Snow White has when she's looking in the well, and she goes oh, 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 and then the well kind of answers her, and they have this little duet moment, and it's this gorgeous round bell like quality, and so we tried to bring some of those things to this record. And I wouldn't, or at least I haven't so far, ever thought of doing that for my own solo record. It felt really kind of celebratory and appropriate for these songs.
There are some classics. I played Moon River at the top. It was just so pretty. I had to start the segment with it. Pure Imagination we heard. There's Good Night by the Beatles. How did you pick which songs to cover?
Well, it wasn't terribly difficult. There were a handful that immediately came to mind when I started thinking about evening songs as I came to think about this record. Blue Shadows on the Trail came to mind immediately when I was thinking of these songs, as well as Blanket for a Sail, which is a Harry Nilsson song, and Tumbling Tumbleweeds. And These are all songs that that have been very meaningful to me through the years, and so it wasn't hard to pick them when I thought of them. Maybe it was hard to kind of to find them, remember what which ones have really meant a lot to me. But when I remembered each one of them, it was pretty evident that I wanted to have a place for them on my record.
My guest is Sarah Watkins. The new record's called Under the Pepper Tree. We're going to play another track. Actually, we're going to play tracks because the tracks sort of flow in and out of each other. Let me play an example and we can talk about it on the other side. This is La La Lu and Tumbling Weeds. Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
La La Lu, La La Lu, and may love be your keeper. La La Lu, La La Lu. La la la.
Decision to have that sort of seamless transition?
I wanted the songs to flow together in this kind of continuous dreamy way because, you know, some of these are only, you know, a minute and a half long, and it just felt like it would be silly to have pauses between them, and it would also get a little old. And if I imagined listening to the record and not wanting to put, getting like four songs in and being like, okay, I got it, another song. another like kind of dreamy slow song. And so I wanted this to be something that would just fly by almost like a show or a program would, that hopefully the continuous nature of it just lets each side of the record just float by. And, or if you're listening to it on streaming, that then, you know, the whole thing would come by with its own little arc, and you ideally won't even think about the time passing. Hopefully, it's my hope that people can just get swept up in the imaginative nature of these songs.
Now you have some company on Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
I do. My friends in I'm With Her, Aoife O'Donovan and Sarah DeRose, joined me for that one. It was very special. We've never sung that song before recording this, but it's, singing three-part harmony with them is always is always one of my favorite things, and also very special to have them on this children's record, because when I, you know, 5 months after becoming a mom, we all went on tour together, and you know, my daughter learned how to walk on a tour bus basically, and until she was about 2 years old, she and Aoife's daughter were growing up together. And so it's very meaningful on a personal level for me to get to have them on this record. And in some ways, I feel like this record is just kind of a celebration of life until now. Because, you know, and with Nickel Creek, we also got to do a song on this record together. And I grew up in that band. I literally grew up in that band. And I feel like I grew up in other ways with I'm With Her as a new mom. And I don't know. It just it means a lot to me to have both of those bands on the same record.
Your producer was Tyler Chester, who's worked with Andrew Bird and Madison Cunningham. I know you've worked with him before. What do you like about his approach?
It was so great. Tyler, well, and first of all, he can play anything that he puts his hands on. And we were able to work at a studio together that was, it was private basically, so we didn't have to, you know, during the COVID times, this was very helpful. And but I mean, I think, you know, he's a dad and he's a musician I've known for a very long time, and I think he's really able to just throw himself into a project, whatever the goal is for that project. He just goes there with it. He's made so many different kinds of records. Made a beautiful record with Margaret Glassby last year that came out during COVID. And I feel like he's done so many different kinds of styles. It was really fun to discover what this record was going to be together with Tyler Chester.
I'm curious about the practical aspects of it, because you had your bandmates with I'm With Her on there, Chris Thiele and Sean Watkins from Nickel Creek, Taylor Goldsmith of Dawes. I'm just curious how you put it together, given...
Email, man. Email. a lot of musicians have come to familiarize themselves with at-home recording this year, if they hadn't before. And so it was, I was able to get... Sarah and Aoife, we do it in an order that makes sense. And then, I sang Tumbling Tumbleweeds and Sean played guitar. And then, I think we added, Aoife's vocal first. And then we sent those two parts to Sarah Juros to add her third part. Same with Nickel Creek. Sean and I did our parts. No, I did my part, Chris, and then Sean. So we just kind of do it in a way that seems to make sense for whatever the way the stack is for the harmony.
How did you feel about making the record that way?
You know, I was just delighted to get to do it at all, honestly. Mm-hmm. I've made records a lot of different ways, and it's always more fun to make music with people in the same room at the same time. But I was just so delighted that everybody found a way to squeeze it into their life schedules and make time to do it. And, you know, this is an unconventional record, or a different record for me anyway. Mm-hmm. I never would have made it if I hadn't been home all year during COVID and experiencing life the way that it went. But I feel really grateful for that, because for the experience of being home, in many ways, I feel grateful that, it gave me a different perspective on a lot of things. And I certainly never would have made this record. So, I hesitate to say silver linings, but the things that I ended up doing were, I was able to find things to do to pass the time that ultimately I'm pretty proud of.
I always say, take the small, lovely wins. It's okay.
Yeah.
You have to celebrate them and take them. My guest is Sarah Watkins. The name of the album is Under the Pepper Tree. Let's play another track. Blue Shadows on the Trail. What should we listen for in this track, Sarah?
This is a Randy Newman song, and it's Nickel Creek on playing and singing it.
Let's take a listen.
Arizona moon keeps shining from the desert sky above. You know, pretty soon a big yellow moon will light the way back to the one you love. Blue shadow on the trail. Little cowgirl, close your eyes and dream. All of the doggies are in the corral. All your work is done. Just close your eyes and dream.
I love that you told me that was a Randy Newman song. Completely hear it in like the first four bars.
Right? I know. His style is so identifiable. I just love it.
Let's talk about your special guest. The special guest star of this album is your daughter.
Oh, okay. I was like, Taylor Goldsmith? I don't know.
How did you end up on the album? Was this an accident? Was this a, hey, mom, I won't leave the studio, or I'm where you're recording? How did this work?
It was kind of an experimental accident. I thought it would be really sweet to have her voice on there. I was ultimately hoping to get a couple of different kids on there who are around in our life. But turns out it's hard to get toddlers to do stuff on mic. And I was editing some pre-production that we were making for the record. I was trying to sequence it and find just the right ins and outs. And when she woke up from her nap, she came down and saw the setup. And she had never at the time heard her voice through a microphone coming out of headphones. Singing into a mic and hearing it in her headphones. And so I only got one pass of her singing Edelweiss, which she didn't really know terribly well, as you can hear. But it was really sweet, I thought. And I just could not put it on there. It felt like a nice moment to me.
Well, now we have to hear it.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright, you look happy to meet me, blossom of snow.
Okay, that's cute. Cute overload. So, Sarah, as I mentioned, there are two original songs on the album, and you were kind enough to send us a performance of one of them, Night Singing. Tell us a quick bit about this song, and then we'll go out on it.
Well, I wrote this for my daughter in July, and as I was singing it to myself around the house, you know, just trying to figure out, tweak a few words over and over again, I found myself really... really enjoying being on the receiving end of hearing these words, even though it was coming out of my own mouth. I felt like this was something that I wanted to say to my daughter, but I realized that I also needed to hear it sung to me. And I think that is something that I wanted to accomplish with this record, with all of the material. I want these songs to be able to speak to kids where they are. And hopefully there'll be a place where it can speak to adults and anyone of any age where they are too. I feel like these are classic songs that just have so much depth to them. And so anyway, I wrote this song Night Singing for her, but I will dedicate this to anyone out there who feels that they need to hear that they are loved.
The name of the album is Under the Pepper Tree from Sarah Watkins. Sarah, thank you for being with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much, Allison.
This is Night Singing.
Look, I painted the sky for you. Look, I painted the moon. Listen to the night singing. Each one sends a So rest your eyes, lay down your head, and trust the earth beneath your bed. Listen to the night singing, each one.